You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It's on Mexican immigrants coming across the border is taking attention away from a true debate on immigration.
Border security is a very legitimate issue. Illegal immigration is a very serious issue. What's happened now is he's made some other comments that that are less responsible, and those comments are now what everyone's focused on.
The Republican presidential candidate tells Fox News that Trump's comments about criminals coming across the border are giving politicians an excuse to not talk about the real issues. The Obama administration is announcing sweeping housing integration rules today. Cities and towns throughout the nation will be required to study their housing patterns for racial bias and report their findings publicly every 3 to 5 years. Communities will also have to set goals for reducing segregation. A children's charity is ending its relationship with longtime Subway pitchman Jared Fogle. The news came as the fast food sandwich chain also revealed it was suspending its relationship with Fogle as the FBI investigates child pornography allegations. Fogle has not been arrested or charged. This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People in Colorado are being warned smoke from wildfires in Canada are blowing into an area east of the Continental Divide. Christopher Dan is a communications liaison for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
We've issued a wildfire smoke health advisory. It was first issued 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday, and it's been updated and expanded.
Wildfire smoke health advisory was sent for all the state east of the Continental Divide yesterday. It's possible it could be extended again, and people can check for updates at colorado.gov/air quality. If smoke gets thick in an area, people are advised to stay inside, especially if they are very young or elderly, or have heart disease or respiratory illness problems. Christopher Dan has advice to people if there's smoke in their neighborhood.
We certainly encourage people to, if smoke is present where they are, to temporarily relocate indoors and temporarily button up, close windows, close doors.
Once again, you can check for updates at colorado.gov/air quality. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Taylor Swift is stepping up in a big way to help one of her fans battling cancer. 11-year-old Naomi Oakes was set to attend Swift's concert in Phoenix next month, but has been diagnosed with leukemia and won't be able to make it now. A GoFundMe page was set up to help with the medical bills, and Swift jumped in by donating $50,000 to the campaign. The fundraiser is now well above its target of $30,000. Oakes has been using Swift's song Bad Blood as a theme in her fight against cancer. Former patients are letting a disgraced Detroit-area cancer doctor have it as he appears in court this week for a lengthy sentencing hearing. Dr. Fareed Fata pleaded guilty to health care fraud, money laundering, and conspiracy to give or receive kickbacks and is now facing up to 175 years in prison.
And I wish he could live that long to feel each and every one of them days.
That's former patient Terry Spurlock. He tells Fox News Dr. Fata lied to him about having cancer, which led him to undergo needless treatments that have now severely weakened his immune system. Fata was ripped as a monster, greedy, and evil by those who took the stand yesterday. Spurlock says he's all that and more. Fata received millions in insurance payments by subjecting patients to unnecessary and often harmful procedures and treatments. A bronze bust of Bill Cosby is gone from Disney's Hollywood studios. The Florida theme park removed the statue overnight after new revelations in a sexual assault investigation. An online petition to remove the bust started soon after allegations about the award-winning comedian surfaced. You can find more special interest stories, news, and headlines online at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon. The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 83 degrees with a few clouds. We have a heat index, however, of 87. Chance of showers before 1 p.m. and then thunderstorms between 1 and 4. Some storms can produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 88. And the chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, showers likely with possible thunderstorms before 8. And Thursday, chance of showers again between 9 and 3. Thursday night, more rain. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 86. Saturday, mostly sunny. And Sunday, partly sunny, both with around 85. So it looks like we'll have a nice dry weekend coming up. It is currently 12:09.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and we're going to be a little different today because usually it's me flying solo, and I have a guest today, Roseanne DeTorres, who is a lawyer here in Flemington, DeTorres and DeGeorge family law attorneys. Welcome, Roseanne. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, Ruth.
Sure. I'm really glad that you're here and really excited. Like I said, I just usually don't have a guest, and Roseanne and I have known each other for a long time, actually.
That's right.
Not necessarily being in close contact and then touched, you know, sometimes like years go by, but definitely know each other and have some friends in common. And the ability or the topic came up of divorce and divorce law, and Roseanne came forward and we got together for coffee and we decided that this would be a great topic. So we're going to talk today about divorce, and we're going to also talk about something that Roseanne is involved in called Second Saturday. So actually, why don't we start a little bit with that? We'll talk about that some more probably later, but definitely let's start with that.
Okay. So Second Saturday is a divorce educational workshop that I co-sponsor with a financial professional, Jody D'Agostini, from the Falcon Financial Group, which is out of Morristown. And Jody and I got together to run this workshop, which is actually conducted under the umbrella of a nonprofit called WIFE.org, which stands for the Women's Institute for Financial Education. WIFE.org was founded by a woman who went through a terrible divorce and had no knowledge about how to manage money, what to do with her assets and money when she received them in the divorce, how to pay bills, how to understand whether she was going to afford to live after divorce, and all those sorts of things. So she created this sort of turnkey workshop. And Jody and I partnered together to operate this workshop in this geographic area. It meets every second Saturday, hence the name, at Raritan Valley Community College. Okay. It's a four-hour workshop.
Is there a fee for it?
Well, we ask for a contribution of $45 to cover the room fee, but we're happy to waive that routinely for people who can't afford to pay it. The paying the fee should not be an impediment to coming.
Sure.
So we cover three primary topics in the 4 hours. We cover the legal aspect of divorce, which is my area. Jody will cover the financial implications of divorce, how to plan for divorce, how to understand, you know, what assets you might want to keep in the divorce, what assets you might not want to keep, what the tax implications might be. And then we also ask and invite a mental health professional to join us to talk to the participants about the emotional side of the divorce,
yes,
which is really one of the overarching concerns that we face as professionals. So it kind of replicates the team approach that we take to divorce anyway these days,
right,
not rushing off to the courthouse.
Sure.
We want to understand what clients' needs are. It is like a death when a divorce is being
absolutely
faced. And especially if they're the one being left behind, they need a lot of help and time to catch up to the spouse that is doing the leaving. And we want to sort of treat them holistically. So even though I'm not a therapist, we partner with therapists, you,
yes,
for example, and I know the work that you do is very compatible with what we're doing, and a financial professional, because we're not financial professionals. So, and that's kind of what Second Saturday is. It's every second Saturday at RVCC.
I think it's a really neat program, and I had actually never heard of it until you and I got together, and I've already recommended a client because I think it's so important. I have a wide range of people through the divorce process, people who are coming because they're afraid they're going to end up in divorce, you know, couples, people who have made the decision to get a divorce and are struggling with what to do and how to do it, and all those things that you mentioned about money and the emotional aspect and the legal aspect. And they ask me a lot of questions, which I have some knowledge, but not a whole lot. And so I'm so pleased to know about this. And people who have been through a divorce or just coming out of a divorce and sort of the emotional trauma and still the financial questions and legal questions that they have. And so I think this is a fabulous resource. And I'm really excited. Roseanne invited me to participate as a mental health professional. And I'll be there this Saturday. And next month,
yes,
too.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that because of the emotional, you know, having experience. Well, I'm going to say as myself experienced a divorce and seeing my clients, this is the emotional pain that goes through, they go through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say that the heaviest door to open is the door to your divorce lawyer's office.
Yeah.
And so This is Second Saturday is a way for people to learn about divorce in a very neutral setting. They don't have to come to my office, which might intimidate people. Maybe they don't want to see anybody to see them come. Maybe they don't even want to share too much about their personal life. They right. just want to get information.
Sure.
So they don't have to, they can come to our workshop. They don't have to tell us anything about their lives.
Okay. Well, we're going to come back and talk about this. I have to take just a little commercial break, and we'll be back with Counselors Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host, with Roseanne DeTauris, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. And like I said earlier, it's a little different. I have a guest, Roseanne DeTauris, who is a lawyer here in Flemington. And we're talking about Second Saturday, which she introduced me to when we met. And I'm really excited about the program. I have a question. Actually, someone asked me a question, and is this you said it's a nonprofit? Is this a nationally?
Nationwide
nonprofit.
Wife.org was actually formed in Southern California. That's where it started, and they have a bunch of chapters on the West Coast. But basically, anybody can form a chapter who wants to. You just make a contribution to wife.org, okay. and then you can run the program in a geographic region that isn't being occupied by other professionals. So that's what Jody and I did. So they are all across the country. How many? There's several hundred. I want to say there's several hundred chapters across the country like this. But we are the first and the only one so far in New Jersey.
Wow.
But, you know, we cover the Hunterdon and Warren, Somerset, Morris County area.
Okay.
Not that anybody can come.
Sure.
It's just that we promote it in that geographic region.
Okay. One of the questions that I have is from someone from Pennsylvania. So I'm not going to put their name out there just for confidentiality. And wondering if it would be appropriate for them to come to New Jersey for...
Yeah. Well, I am a Pennsylvania attorney, but I don't practice in Pennsylvania anymore.
Okay.
It's divorce and family law in Pennsylvania is quite different. It's too much to stay on top of for me to be an expert in that jurisdiction as well. So, it would not be the most effective, use of their time to come to our Second Saturday.
Okay.
But I know there is a new Second Saturday workshop in the Lehigh Valley area.
Okay.
And I can certainly give that information to your client and they can go to that workshop that's in that region.
Okay. So that's good to know.
Yeah.
That Pennsylvania, at least relatively locally to here, has a new Second Saturday. So that's great. Mm-hmm. I think this is a terrific program. Mm-hmm. How did you hear about it?
Actually, Jody, my financial partner,
okay,
told me about it. We were on a retreat together with the Bar Association in Key West in February.
Okay.
With the family law section. And we were laying on the beach, chit-chatting and talking about how to add value, how to get clients, how to get information out to distinguish ourselves as experts, which we feel that we are. And she told me about this program that could be conducted here in New Jersey, but we didn't have a venue. You need to you need to have a place to run it.
Sure.
You need to, and it's best if you do it at a place like a college or a school or something like
that. Sure.
And I had a contact at RVCC. I called her up, and that's how we started it. This is going to be only our third workshop.
Okay.
So it's just started.
It's very new.
It's
very
new. Yep.
So I was going to ask you how long have you been doing this?
This will be, July will be our third.
Okay.
You know, it is pure education. People that come will leave with a wealth of information. They'll have strategies. If they want to tell us specifics about their situation, we can give them specific insights into how to deal with their specific situation. They'll get worksheets. They'll get, handouts to go home with. They'll get lots of information to think about. Most people, when they think about divorce, they don't decide to pull the trigger on the divorce immediately. They need to, it's a big decision.
It's a big decision.
Big step. Many people takes months and months. Mm-hmm. I've had clients consult with me and then not come back to retain me until a year later, sometimes 2 years later. So this is a way for people to get information, as I said, in a neutral setting. They don't have to give information about themselves unless they want to, but they go home with a wealth of information and homework if they want to lead them to the next step in the process.
Right.
And also education about how to approach divorce in a collaborative way, in a non-litigious way.
Well, I was going to ask you a little bit about that because I have a little bit of knowledge of collaborative law and how that works with divorce. I had actually been invited to a workshop, I guess, last year, different law group, and to join this collaborative law, I needed to go and take
the training,
whole week's worth of training, and it was expensive, and as you know, as a small business owner, you know, you take your week off, you don't get paid.
It's true.
You know, so everything becomes a double cost. And so it was sort of weighing that out for me at the time. Mm-hmm. But I guess that, you know, just for the people that are listening, if you could talk a little bit about what collaborative law actually is.
Okay. I have taken the training. I am a collaboratively trained attorney. So collaborative law is an alternative way to resolve a divorce dispute. So people that want to engage in a collaborative divorce process will hire collaborative attorneys. Both attorneys have to have the collaborative training. And the essence of collaborative law is again, a team approach. There is usually a divorce coach involved. Mm-hmm. That is a mental health professional that is collaboratively trained that helps the parties, the couple, process through the emotional aspects of what they're experiencing, helps them to stay on task through the process of negotiation. There's also a financial professional on the team, again, to handle the budgets, the collection of financial data. And the other unique characteristic of the collaborative process is that the parties and their attorneys sign a contract with one another that they will not go to court until settlement is reached.
Okay.
And if they do leave the collaborative process to go to court, then they must start over with another attorney. The attorneys that are participating cannot represent those parties in a litigation process.
How come?
It's the carrot and the stick. So the carrot is to compel people to participate in good faith in the negotiation and collaboration to reach a settlement, because we know that statistically people that settle their cases amongst themselves are more likely to honor those settlements. Those resolutions are more lasting. They're better for the children. The collaborative process elevates the best interest of the children to the forefront. And so the carrot is to compel people to participate in the negotiation and collaborative process through to a resolution.
Right.
And if they don't, the stick is you must start over at some expense to you with a different attorney that then has to be educated about your situation, has to be brought up to speed. So it is there is a new law in New Jersey that requires divorce and family attorneys to talk to our clients about the collaborative process as a mechanism for the resolution of their divorce. So we do that as a matter of course nowadays. And it is really the up-and-coming way for people to resolve their family law issues. People don't want to go to court. They're educating themselves on the internet. The internet has a wealth of information. Some of it's accurate, some of it isn't.
Right.
But many people have heard of collaborative law now and curious about it, as they should be, because it is the best way to resolve divorces and the intimate human relationships that we're dealing with. It is the best way to do that in a team-like setting, where we have somebody dealing with the emotional aspects, somebody dealing with the financial, the lawyers dealing with the legal stuff, and everybody working together in cooperation to reach a settlement.
Yeah. I know, I'm going to say from my perspective as a therapist, I generally want to encourage the couples that come to me to work together. I mean, something brought them together to start off with, you know? So it's really about finding that source and then building onto it. And I know it, you know, this tends to be one of the stronger things that brings people into my office is infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really trying to help each other, you know, each client build trust. And that's generally oftentimes time consuming, and mm-hmm. generally the spouse that was unfaithful is impatient. You know, it's like, come on, when are you going to get over this? And you know, there really is no time limit. And I also say to them, sometimes you have to realize you may decide to stay together and have to live with knowing that only 85% of trust has been, you know, recaptured.
Right.
So, you know, can you live with the fact that, you know, your significant other is just going to always have a little question in the back of his mm-hmm. or her head?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so when we see the infidelity issue, we want to know if the parties can still act in good faith towards one another, because not everybody can collaborate.
Right. Right.
And that's why we use the divorce coach to help us get people ready for the process.
Yeah.
You know, the one that's been cheated on may be dealing with anger and resentment. It makes it hard to think about separation and divorce and a future apart when you're still angry.
Right.
But if the other spouse wants to move forward with the divorce, you don't have a choice. You know, they can compel you to participate in the process that you're really not emotionally ready for.
Right.
And in that case, the divorce coaches are invaluable. We can't do it without them.
Right.
Because one person is just not on the same emotional page as the other. So
it's really amazing how divorce has evolved, you know, to include, which I think is fabulous, you know, the mental health aspect and the financial aspect mm-hmm. and the legal, because, you know, at probably 15 years ago, it was just legal and you went and fought it out, and, you know, and now it's...
Yeah, we're sensitive. I think over time we, you know, the legal community has become sensitive to the high cost of litigation.
Yeah.
And seeking alternative ways that uplift the family, empower the family as a unit, empower the children, provide a resolution that honors the family instead of destroying the family.
Right, exactly. And just, you know, you and I were talking just before the show started about how important it is to have a couple work as a team as parents. I mean, they have lost their ability to work as a team, as a couple, but they still need to be able to do that if they have children.
That's right.
And
that is part of what we struggle with as well. And again, you know, the lawyers can dream up a parenting schedule and mechanically how the kids are going to go back and forth.
Right.
But if the parties lack an ability to communicate and be on the same page about what's in the child's best interest, what activities is the child going to participate in, you know, what play dates are they going to go on, what school are they going to go to, what religion are they going to be raised in, then the mental health professional has got to be there and help us help them learn how to co-parent cooperatively.
That's right. It's very tough. So, well, we need to take a little news break, and we will be back with Roseanne DeTorres and Counselors Chat in just a few moments.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida Senator Marco Rubio thinks Donald Trump's comments on Mexican immigrants coming across the border is taking attention away from a true debate on immigration.
Border security is a very legitimate issue. Illegal immigration is a very serious issue. What's happened now is he's made some other comments that that are less responsible, and those comments are now what everyone's focused on.
The Republican presidential candidate tells Fox News that Trump's comments about criminals coming across the border are giving politicians an excuse to not talk about the real issues. The Obama administration has announcing sweeping housing integration rules today. Cities and towns throughout the nation will be required to study their housing patterns for racial bias and report their findings publicly every 3 to 5 years. Communities will also have to set goals for reducing segregation. A children's charity is ending its relationship with longtime Subway pitchman Jared Fogel. The news came as the fast food sandwich chain also revealed it was suspending its relationship with Fogel as the FBI investigates child pornography allegations. Fogel has not been arrested or charged. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? If you owe $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast. If you owe $10,000 or more on your student loan, call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290, 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Good afternoon, and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show, and I've got Roseanne DeTorres of DeTorres and DeGeorge, which is a family law practice here in Flemington. And Roseanne, maybe you could tell me a little bit about your practice. We've been talking about Second Saturday, which is really exciting, but I'm sure you do much more than just that.
Yeah, so but we are a boutique law firm. All we do is family law and divorce. Okay. There is two other lawyers that I work with, my partner Aaron DeGeorge and Caitlin Toker. Like I said, all we do is family law and divorce. I've been in practice almost 27 years. Yeah. I think Aaron has been in practice 12 or 13, and Caitlin is going on 5 or 6. So we've been located here. I've been located here in Flemington since 1998. I formed this partnership with Aaron in 2011. We love what we do. We're right here on Main Street, 146 Main Street, in the used to be known as the Stephanie Schuster Building.
Okay.
She had a knitwear shop
right there. Mm-hmm.
And it's the old Victorian across the street from the Fisher Funeral Home.
Yes. As a matter of fact, we were neighbors for a while.
That's right.
My office was right next door to your...
Two doors down.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So what made you decide to go into law?
That's a good question. Let's see. I was one of seven children.
Oh, my.
And number six out of seven. I grew up here in Somerset, in Somerset County, just down the road. And wanted to go to college because I frankly just wanted to get out of the house. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And high conflict
Italian family, lots of, yeah, you know the type. With a name like Altamira.
That's right.
People think I'm Hispanic. I'm actually Italian. I did not excel in math and science. I loved to read and write, and I had it in my mind I wanted to be a lawyer from a very young age. I didn't really have a good reason why. I was just a little girl, but I kept on it, and I ended up, I did my undergraduate work at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. I went to the University of Maryland Law School, got married in law school. Mm-hmm. I was only married for a very short time, but I had a child. She's 24 now, okay. My daughter, Anne Marie. She's a third-year law student at Seton Hall.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's doing great. She lives in North Jersey near school. And I practiced initially in real estate. That was the job that I got out of law school,
okay.
Big firm. And we did shopping center leases and big commercial developments like planned unit developments with hundreds and hundreds of homes. And I was working in Maryland. I was a single mom, and I wanted to come back to Jersey to be near my family.
Sure.
And my brother owned a commercial office building and said he would give me an office for free for a year if I came back.
Very nice.
And I hung out my shingle, and the work that came in the door was divorce. I needed to make a living. And so I taught myself how to do divorce and family law. I took some classes. I'm now certified by the New Jersey Supreme Court as a matrimonial law attorney, which means I had to prove that I had, 40 cases in a three-year period, not trials, but hearings,
sure,
before judges. I had to be vetted by judges. I had to be vetted by colleagues that I had cases with. I had to take a test, and I have to take twice as many continuing ed classes to maintain,
sure,
my certification. And fast forward 27 years later, I love family law and divorce. I'm really happy to be part of the Hunterdon County community. Hunterdon has been very good to us, me and Aaron and Caitlin. And that's kind of how I became a lawyer, how I became a divorce lawyer. And here I am sitting here talking to you.
Well, it's amazing how sometimes we don't necessarily have a particular, you had a direction, and yet you weren't quite sure, but it's worked out really well for you.
Yeah, it's worked out really well.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm good at. I feel blessed that I have the right personality for this type of work. People say, how I could never do divorce. Other lawyers, I could never,
sure,
do divorce work. I could never do divorce work. Because people are in crisis, and it's not always easy to deal with people,
right,
in crisis. But I love the problem solving. I love empowering people to move through a really challenging part of their life. I like creating solutions to problems, helping people see a way out of difficulties. So it's such a rewarding, such rewarding work. And I work with the best of the best. Aaron and Caitlin are exceptional attorneys, are exceptional people. And my staff is wonderful. We provide a wonderful customer service experience for our clients. We treat them like gold. And I think that really comes through. Clients appreciate that,
sure,
the level of responsiveness and the how goal oriented we are for their benefit.
That's a good thing. It's it is such a painful time for people, and to know that you're really caring for their well-being.
Yeah, it's true. I think we do a very good job of that. When people call my office and they want to talk to me and Aaron, the first person they come in contact with is Mindy Angelo, and she is what we call our intake specialist because she has the most warm and delightful personality. She makes everybody feel good, and that's what we want people to know, is that we're here to try to help them. We're not too busy to talk to them. We can take the difficult cases. We can take the cases that the big firms do, in North Jersey, right here in Hunterdon.
Okay.
We have the expertise. Both Aaron and I have the big firm experience, but we elected to have the lifestyle of Hunterdon County,
sure,
that Hunterdon County provides.
Sure.
We were both raised in families here. So But yeah, I think that is one of the key features of what we have to do, is take care of those people that are going through one of the most difficult periods of their life.
Yeah, divorce is way up there on the stress level.
Yeah. It's like a death.
It is just like a death. Yeah. And one of the things that I talk to my clients about quite often is the grieving process and how, for the most part, we're unprepared in our society on how to handle grief. And we don't, you know, it's not just something you shove under the rug and say, get over it and move on. I mean, there's a real process, and it sounds like you're open and caring and gentle with that process, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, we spend a great deal of time in the beginning understanding where our clients are. How did the marriage get to this point? We're not just concerned with the business aspect of the divorce. You know, right. What do you have and how are we going to carve it up?
Right.
Because it informs how we approach the solution to know how they got to this point. Are they the person that's leaving? Or are they the person that's being left? If you're the person being left, your experience is so much different than the person that's doing the leaving. And if you haven't processed through the grief, like you've described, it's going to be hard for you to make decisions. And frankly, you might not be in a position to make a decision.
That's right.
If you're still grieving.
Yeah.
And then it's up to us to protect those people, to put the brakes on if we can. And that's why the collaborative process is so wonderful. It's because nobody's rushing off to the courthouse.
Right.
Because when you do that, litigation has a life of its own. Mm-hmm. You have to participate whether you want to or not,
right.
Whether you're ready to or not. Mm-hmm. The collaborative process allows both parties to catch up to each other, to process through the divorce at their own pace. And frankly, it ends up being a lot cheaper because it's so much more immediate.
Right.
We're all sitting in the same room.
Right. Exactly.
Talking as a group. And oftentimes it's six of us, the parties, the lawyers, the divorce coach, and the financial professional all in the same room at the same time.
Yeah. That is such a positive way to deal with such a painful situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, you've been through divorce. I've been through divorce. And for me, my divorce took place in California, and I wasn't even present. And California had, you can go to a store like Staples and buy your divorce paperwork and sign it and submit it. And it was, I mean, I wasn't even in California, and I will never forget, my divorce was finalized on February 14th. I thought that should be illegal, you know, to have had to have a divorce finalized on Valentine's Day. But, yeah.
But you're happily married now.
I am. I'm happily married. I don't think I'm going to be using your services,
which
is a good thing.
That's okay.
But, yeah, it, you know, I think that, you know, what I'm hearing from you is that you're really gentle with your clients, and it's not just about, you know, how many divorces we can push through and how much money we can make. And, you know, I know people do get involved with lawyers like that, it really doesn't care for the emotional distress. Of course, the therapist, I'm going to come from the emotional aspect, the emotional distress of their clients. It just really becomes lining their pocketbooks, and I'm not hearing
it. You know, I mean, let's face it, I used to work for this fella. He used to say only fools and mules like to work. The rest of us have to work, right? So we work because we need to work to make a living and make money so we can survive and have a house and do some things we like to do. So, I mean, there's obviously some self-interest there.
Sure.
But we also know that people that are happy with how we've treated them, that have a good experience with us, are more likely to refer their friends, their family, their sister, their brother to us, than the people that leave us feeling vanquished and feeling, you know, like we milked them for everything they had and that we didn't care about their future.
Right.
I mean, we want to continue in business because we want to make a living and survive and stay present in Hunterdon County.
Well, and I'm going to say, and you know, lawyers have a tendency to have a bad reputation.
Right.
You know,
I'm aware of it.
Yeah, of course, and I'll say this, you know, there are some really bad therapists out there, you know, I don't think I'm one of them, but you know, it's really important to have you on the air so that people know that, you know, there are some really good lawyers.
Yeah, well, we think so, and we really like what we do. I mean, we feel honored to help people. We feel honored that they've chosen us to take care of this. This is big. You know, this is a big thing. Going through a divorce, it's big.
It's very big.
We want people to know that we genuinely care about what we do and about their future.
It is a life-altering event.
Yeah.
So we actually have to take another little commercial break.
Okay.
And we'll be back with Counselor's Chat and Roseanne DeTouris in just a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamiro, licensed professional counselor, and I am here with Roseanne DeTouris, who is a family law lawyer and has a practice here in Flemington. So I guess I'm wondering, when someone comes to you and is just questioning about divorce, what do you tell them?
So one of the things we want to understand what brought them to this point, what's motivating them to seek a divorce. We try to get a snapshot picture of what's at stake for them. What's on their mind? Are they more concerned with their, you know, custody and parenting issues? Do they have kids? Are they young children? Are they more concerned about financial issues, support, or the distribution of assets? We try to give them some guidance and strategy about how we would approach the resolution of their particular case. We try to teach them about the collaborative process and try to gauge whether they are appropriate for that process, because not everybody is.
Right.
And also the other party has to be willing to engage in the collaborative process. And then we give people homework and we ask them to do some things. We ask them, we
almost always ask them if they've sought counseling to save the marriage. If they haven't, would they consider it? Mm-hmm. And some people do, some people don't. We also ask them to start to collect information. And these are things people can do right now. They can start to collect tax returns, statements for accounts, statements for retirement accounts, stock accounts, statements for various debts, mortgages, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we ask them to start to put a budget together. Budget becomes very important in evaluating support, especially alimony. And it's time-consuming to get that stuff together. And it's emotionally taxing to start to compile that information. So we want to send them home with that homework assignment, but we understand that most people don't get to that very quickly. They often take quite a while because sure. It's difficult to, it makes it real when you start collecting paperwork and to bring to your lawyer. Yep. But this way they know they have a game plan. They have an action plan mm-hmm. that if they want to go through the process, the next step is to bring this information back to me. And then I can be certain about how I've recommended the resolution of their case. You know, because the initial meeting, most people don't come with records and things like that. They're yeah. just telling me what they have. So, but that's kind of how we approach the situation.
So I kind of know the answer, but I have a question because the question's been posed to me when I may have a woman in my office who is the major breadwinner, mm-hmm. and I say to her, chances are you may have to pay alimony. Do women pay alimony?
Oh, sure.
And
of course.
What happens when they discover that?
You know, nobody wants to pay alimony, whether they're male or female, especially if they're the person being left.
Right.
And unfortunately, New Jersey doesn't recognize fault as there's fault grounds for divorce, but a spouse being at fault, whether it's infidelity or some other kind of fault, doesn't get you anything more in the
right.
divorce. It doesn't mean you get more support. It doesn't mean you're denied support because of your fault.
Right.
Unless, you know, there's very rare circumstances. Of course, there's always an exception to the rule,
sure.
right, in the law. That's why we went to law school, because we know, you know, we understand all the little subtle exceptions to the rules. But, there's no fault anymore.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that the court doesn't evaluate anybody's moral actions
right.
or inactions
right.
in making in assessing the case, in deciding how much support is going to be paid or not paid, or in determining how much stuff you get out of the marriage.
And New Jersey's a 50-50 state.
Well, I mean, people always say it's 50-50.
Yeah.
But there's really 12 statutory factors that we think about when we evaluate how much stuff you get out of the marriage.
Okay.
It's usually 50-50, but it's not always 50-50. And it depends on a bunch of different factors. Sometimes if you've come into the marriage with assets, then those assets should continue to be yours within certain limits and certain exceptions. Depends on the length of the marriage. It depends on each person's contribution to the accumulation of the assets. What did you each do?
Right.
New Jersey does value the non-financial contributions of a homemaker spouse just as much as the financial contributions of the breadwinner. So your client, your friend, or whoever that is the breadwinner of the family,
right.
depending on the length of the marriage, we always have to ask when we talk about alimony, how long and how much? You know, how mm-hmm. long are they going to pay and how much?
Right.
And it can run the gamut from, you know, a year or two to what we call now open durational alimony.
Mm.
It used to be called permanent alimony. Mm. The statute was changed last October. So open durational alimony is the new permanent alimony. And then how much, you know, and how much is not a formula. A lot of people think there is an alimony formula. There is not. Sometimes we lawyers like to use a formula because it just makes it easier to explain to lay people. But there's no statutory formula. No judge would use a formula.
Mm-hmm.
There's, again, another 12 factors that we consider when we evaluate alimony and how much alimony
right.
should be paid. And it's really a function of needs, your
yeah.
needs, and the dependent spouse's needs and the respective abilities to pay.
Right.
Now, your ability to offset your own needs with your income or sources of income, and the other party's ability to help you supplement your needs.
Right.
And then needs is always a function of what the marital lifestyle was mm-hmm. and what your future projected needs are.
Right.
They have to be similar in some way. Right. They can't be skewed. But again, both parties are entitled to a future, right?
Sure.
You don't get to have a future at the expense of your spouse if they're the breadwinner. They also get a future.
That's right.
So it's complicated.
It's
why we don't recommend those, you know, $199 divorces. You see the billboards on the highway.
You mean the one that I had?
from California. Yeah, because, you know, there's too much. If you have an alimony aspect to your case or children involved or any asset of any consequence, you got to get an expert and right. don't hire a general practitioner. Get a divorce attorney on sure. your side, somebody really that's certified by the New Jersey Supreme Court. Then you know for sure you're getting somebody that knows what they're doing.
So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
They can call us at our office. It's 908-284-6005, or they can go to our website, which is www.dndfamilylaw.com.
Okay. Can you repeat the phone number one more time?
Sure. 908-284-6005.
And if someone wants to get in touch with you for the
Second Saturday? We have a website. It's called secondsaturdaynj.com.
Okay.
And they can register through that website or they can just show up.
Okay.
Register at the door. RVCC, Somerset Hall. I think it's room 243. It's on the second floor,
Somerset Hall.
You can't miss us.
Okay. All right. Great. So,
and it starts at 8 o'clock registration. 8:30 we start
on Saturday.
On Saturday,
this coming
Saturday. This coming Saturday,
and this is your third.
This is our third workshop.
Your third workshop. I think you know being involved in the second Saturday is also a demonstration of your practice and your concern for people that are going through such a difficult and challenging time that has grief and anger and loss and frustration mm-hmm. and pain and
yeah,
it is. It's
we're trying to give a little back here yeah. and educate people that are thinking about this process. Yeah.
So I want to thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
At the end of our time, and I usually like to give a little. Just if people are interested in what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R.com. You can also call me at 908-237-2899. If you're interested in having an appointment, I don't keep a waiting list, and so I do my best to work with getting you into seeing my services. I deal with people that are going through divorce, couples counseling, and anxiety, depression, addiction recovery issues, both for the person who is recovering from the addiction and their families. So quite a range of things, grief and loss. I've been in this field for 30 years, so I've got a little bit of experience under my belt. So. Again, I just want to thank you for coming, Roseanne.
Thank you for
having
me. It's
been a lot of fun having you here, and I hope that, you know, the listeners have gotten some really great information about divorce and Second Saturday, and, you know, I will be there. I'll see you Saturday.
I'll see you Saturday.
A great thing, and I just want to tell everyone that thank you for listening, and let's remove the stigma for mental health. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Yeah. USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The Greek economy is on the verge of collapse. The head of France's central bank says there will be chaos if Greece doesn't strike a deal with its creditors by Sunday. Greece has submitted a request for a rescue deal, but now needs to present more details.
Now, again, there needs to be more specifics to please the finance ministers of the Eurogroup. It has been the same throughout the past month. You can make all the pledges you want, but where exactly? Where are the numbers? Where are the figures that everything matches and adds up?
That was AP correspondent Raf Kassert. Federal law enforcement officials are pressing their concerns about encryption before Congress today. FBI Director James Comey and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates will make the case to the Senate Judiciary Committee that the right to privacy is not absolute. Yates plans to tell the committee that the federal government's inability to access encrypted communications presents a national security and public safety problem. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that.